World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
I want to talk about the human condition for a moment. Because one of the problems in Christianity is to hear a truth, but to have never done the work, to never have done the labor of love to see why it's real. How did that happen? And there's something so precious about God's word. And many of us just want to hear the shortcut. But let's talk about the human condition without Christ. Did you know that when people don't know Christ, they have an acute sense of condemnation? They have an inferiority complex. You can have somebody who becomes a great actor. You can have somebody who seems so confident on the stage in a role, but there is no confidence deep inside at the spirit realm, which is why after singing to 80,000 screaming fans who are throwing their clothes at them, they still have to go into the green room afterwards and smoke dope and do a line of coke, just because they know that what was presented on the stage, they are not. And so the greater you rise up in this world, in people looking at you, worshiping you, wow and wah of you, and if you are not born again, it simply amplifies this sense of condemnation, this inferiority complex that makes us cowards. The way people are before their spirit man is alive, which is the way we all of us were before we got born again, is that we are people of doubt. We naturally doubt everything. And we doubt God. We doubt His word. We have a sin consciousness, which means we never feel good enough. We can never do enough. Anything we have done that is bad anywhere, all the way back, haunts us, condemns us, and we have a sin consciousness. We know we have no right to approach God. If we were ever to see God, you'd better hide like Adam in the garden, because there is this fear that will make you weak in the knees and it'll make you fall to the ground. Because you and I, without Christ, without this born again thing on the inside of us, if we pray, it's prayers of desperation, not prayers of faith. And when we give our lives to Christ, if we don't understand what happens, we can stay in all of that kind of thinking, even though that is no longer us. I want you to know that you, born in this world, me, born in this world, we have a highly developed sin consciousness. We have a highly developed sense of inferiority. We have a highly developed sense of unworthiness, and it dominates us, which is why without Christ, the world is so unhappy deep in their core. We just watch the news to see who of the richest and the Hollywood and the band, who's going to take their life next. And it's not just in that level, but it just shows this incredible deep, deep need of every human being. And even the ones who look so happy and can be comedians that make the whole world laugh, and you find out their families have known forever. They just have never known happiness. This sense of humor actually comes out of deep depression in some of their cases. I want you to understand where you and I come from, or maybe where you still are. And I want to challenge you that there's a birthright that Jesus has won for you. you. And you're going to have to make sure that you fight for it. By that I mean the fight of faith. And the enemy is going to come to try to steal the word that is sown in your heart, Jesus said in Mark chapter 4. There's a teaching today that I'm just a sinner. I'm just a sinner. And they think that's humble. Usually it just covers up some kind of sin they don't want to talk about because I'm just a sinner, saved by grace. What does that mean? Well, what they mean is that they still have the nature of sin, which is absolutely anti-gospel. You are not a person who's been washed up, cleaned up, put a new suit of clothes and a ribbon in your hair and a tie around your neck, and then we try to get enough of God's word to get your fallen nature good enough to at least obey God and do some good with it. That's what a lot of people look at Christianity like. I'm forgiven for my sins. It's one thing to be forgiven. It's another thing to have a complete nature change. And slowly, I've noticed in many churches, I speak with great orators all over the world, and they have an ability to make people feel comfortable in their sin, or they attack that sin and make them feel just despised in their sin. And both are wrong. It's not an issue of what you do first. It's an issue of who you are. Once you discover who you are, it is easy to become and to be what you is. So the Bible's very clear that the Old Testament, always there's a reminder of their sin. Every year they would take the blood of a sacrifice and they'd put it on the altar and to cover their sins. The sins were never dealt with. The sins were just covered. That's called atonement. That word's never used. These terms are never used in the new covenant because Jesus doesn't, and I've got so many verses, it would take me forever to give them to you. And there's so many verses that talk about that Jesus died once and for all for the sins of all mankind once because he didn't cover them. He dealt with them. And when you come to Jesus and who has died on the cross for your sin, and he became sin. He became your sins. He went to hell. He paid the price as a sinner. And he is continually called something that no one seems to get. He's the firstborn. Well, why would Jesus have to be the firstborn if he's God? Because he died and he became sin. And while he was in this state of sinfulness, and the Bible says his grave was with the sinners, that when God saw that it was enough that he had suffered for you and I, and he took your sin and he took your punishment, and he said, it is enough. He rose, the life of God rose him up out of the grave, and he was born again. He was the firstborn. And he went straight into the presence of God. If God can do that with Jesus, who took more sin than you've ever done? Because he took the sin of the world. And if he could take Jesus and have him pay the price for all of mankind's sin, and then the life of God hits him and he's reborn and he rises again, and then he goes right into the presence of God, then this born again experience is so remarkable that you're not a sinner saved by grace. You are righteous living in a fallen world.
We'll be right back with more from Leon Fontaine.
Every day we are bombarded with messages telling us that pleasure is the key to living a happy life. The trouble is, it doesn't work. The truth is, when the pursuit of pleasure becomes your priority, it can actually lead you to more pain. We need to challenge the lies we've been fed and learn what truly leads to a life of fulfillment and joy. In this series by Leon Fontaine, learn three things that will lead you to a life of purpose and fulfillment.
For a gift of $30 or more, I want to send you this series, Live with Joy and Purpose. When there are difficult people in your life, that can be hard to do, and that's what this is about. So, for a gift of $30 or more, get your copy right now.
Find true joy by pursuing purpose starting today.
So someone says, well, are you saying that you're never going to sin? No, but that's not what we're talking about. I could bark right now, doesn't make me a dog. I could rub my front foot like a bull ready to charge, doesn't make me a bull. I could roll in the mud, doesn't make me a pig. My identity is not determined by my actions. My identity is determined by my nature. And you've got to go there first. First establish what your nature is and who you are. And then you're going to discover something remarkable happens. There are believers today who know they are righteous. It doesn't mean they are perfect, flawless. It means they know their nature. My nature? I'm righteous. That's my nature. Why? Because Jesus is in me. Well, you know, we're kind of both. Okay, so you got the nature of the devil, because there are some, the Bible says that God called them, you are of your father, the devil. So yes, you can have the nature. All fallen man, when Satan got Adam, and it's because of Adam that this nature's on our kids and our grandkids and our babies, is that this nature of the enemy, this nature, it's a nature of fear. It's a nature of doubt. It's a nature of guilt. It's a nature of condemnation. It's a nature of you never feel like you're ever confident. And yet, when Jesus comes into our heart, and you become born again, your nature change means that you now have the nature of Jesus. This nature means that coming out of you is confidence and faith and a sense of belonging. Jesus could walk right into the presence of God, and as he is, so are we in this world. And so when they say, well, in the Old Testament, they fell on their face, I understand. But there's going to come a day when you and I are going to meet him, and we're not all going to just shiver and lay on the ground shaking. What kind of heaven would that be? We're all going to just lay on the ground and shake and shiver in fear before God. No, we're going to come boldly into his presence. Boldly doesn't mean arrogantly, doesn't mean proud. It just means knowing your family, knowing that you have his nature. It's interesting. In 1 Corinthians 1:30, it says, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. And this is what the epistles, the reason a lot of preachers don't preach from the epistles is because it's the new covenant, and you've got to let go of the old covenant. You can't mix these two together because it'll destroy your faith. It'll leave you confused and mixed up. The Bible says that this new covenant is better than the old. And so we can't mix law with grace. We have a covenant of law and a covenant of grace. Listen to this in the expanded Bible, because it simplifies it. It says, because of God, you are united with him in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he has become for us wisdom from God. He has put you right with God. He has made you holy. And he has set you free from sin. Like, I said that so quick because we hear these things talked about all the time. But it is telling you about your new nature. It's free from any of his power, and you have been made holy. Why would something who has been made holy say, I'm just a sinner, just barely saved by grace. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. It's a bunch of hogwash. I'm being very sweet today because I can get very angry. I don't like it when people are not shown who they are in Christ. They live crippled lives of being born again on the inside, this sense of knowing I can do more, but at the same time trying to be humble. And humility is accepting the nature of Satan, believing that you've got two people, that your one side wants to serve God and the other side's fighting you. And no, to understand the term of the flesh simply means like you train your dog, you train your body. It's just flesh. It's all it really means. And so, yes, it's got desires that are easily controlled. It's got a desire for food, got a desire to be happy, got a desire for sex, got a desire for water, got a desire. And so those are just desires that are there. You can control it. But people teach and preach as though this flesh is so powerful and they just war against each other. And you're going to spend the rest of your life just trying to control your body. What a low bar. And if you train your kids that way, they will. They will do what you teach them, because according to your faith, so be it done unto you. But the word is very clear. Take Romans 5:1. It says, being therefore declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you get born again, there's an incredible peace that is yours. Not this anxiety of not being good enough, I don't fit in, everyone else smarter than me. There's people sitting here right now, you come in here and you look around and go, I don't quite belong. But you say that everywhere you go, because that's how you feel. It's got nothing to do with the people around you. It's got to do with you not washing yourself with the water of the word and renewing your mind to your spirit. In Jude 24, it says, now unto him that is able to guard you from stumbling and to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish in exceeding joy. Well, this verse right here just destroys a vast majority of doctrine being preached today. You just poor sinners saved by grace, and we're just so thankful that God's grace will make a way, and do what you can, but you're just a rotten good for nothing. No, this is what it says. Now unto him that is able to guard you from stumbling. Whoa, really? I just stumbled and I fell into sin. I stole $1 million over the course of 7 years. I just stumbled. He says here that he's able to keep you from stumbling, from sinning, and to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish. I don't know if I believe that. I think we're all going to may have failures. You're missing the point again. It's not about whether or not I bark. It's not about the things that I fail at in my actions. It's this incredible knowing of who I am that causes you to continue to rise up and to do incredible things with God. This miracle, this new nature on the inside of you, Jesus is within you. He can easily help you and keep you, move you in the right direction, win over whatever things that have been trained on the inside of you. Your spirit man is alive. Your nature is one of peace. It is the nature of Christ. Before you're born again, you're a doubter. Okay, now you can believe in, in a sense, knowledge, faith, and believe that you can write songs and make the whole world sing and go make millions of dollars. I get that. We've got gifts and things, but that's not what it's talking about here. And so what it's saying is that your new nature is the real you. And as you renew your mind with God's word, you are washing and cleansing it with the water. Now, whenever I go out on my Harley, when I come back, I smell. It's just the exhaust from diesels, the exhaust from cars, the smells that are out there. I mean, even my grandkids go, ooh, pops, like, you know, because you just pick it up. Now, I need to go have a shower. Why? To wash off because I'm such a dirty, rotten sinner? No, because the shower will wash off the smell of exhaust, the smell of diesel fuel, the smell of wood smoke, BC smoke, whatever you're driving through today. I just wash it off so the real me comes forth. And when I wash all that off, that's not me. That's not my smell. That's not who I am. I'm not a diesel truck. I'm not a gasoline-driven car. I'm not a forest fire. But I've picked up all this smell on me just from driving through it on my motorbike. And I hop into my shower, and I take soap, and I wash it all off so the real me, this is me. He's saying here that God's word will renew your mind. And that this washing of the water cleans off all the doubt and the learned habits that you have of doubting yourself, doubting others, judging people, all the human condition that is no longer in your spirit because it's not your nature. But as you continue to stay in God's word each day, you continue to wash off the scum that settles on you and I every day. When I was 18-year-old, I got a work job at the steel mill. And I remember that steel mill, man, they were hanging up porn everywhere. And they were talking about drugs. I mean, it was just And I'm walking in there as a born-again, spirit-filled young man, and I'm telling you, I had to go home and make sure that I was spending some time in the Word before I went to work and after. Why? Because this stuff seems to scum on you. It just seems to settle on you. It'll kind of affect your emotions. It'll kind of affect your desires. But if you just wash yourself with the water of God's Word, which means meditating in God's Word each day, confessing God's Word as to who you are in Christ. This thing about confessing God's Word each day is the washing of water by the Word. So I don't need to do that. I believe it. Now, I'm not talking about you believe it. I'm talking about washing off all the doubt and the unbelief and the lust and the anger and the sense of defeat and the sense of life is awful and all the things that push against you and they try to transfer to you. There is a transference that the world tries to get. And then as we continue in God's Word, we begin to have His joy and His peace, and it begins to influence the people around us until they want to follow you. And they go, why are you always so happy? I've had people ask me this so many different ways. Like, are you on drugs? What are you talking about? Well, you're always happy. And like, are you ever mad? Are you ever angry? Yes, sometimes. I don't know. Like, they just can't believe that someone can just have a sense of victory, a sense of overcoming, a sense of I'm righteous. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but it means my nature is a nature that's good. It's the nature of Christ on the inside of me. So my deepest desire will always be what's beautiful and wonderful. So if something is messing with me, wash it off with the water of the Word. You are righteous. This righteousness is one of the greatest gifts to the body of Christ, and the world does not understand it, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. It's not that I earned it. I don't have to earn it. But once I am born again, I need to know, who am I? What is this new nature? And then just continue to speak His Word, renew my mind, wash it off with the water, you know, and it's so simple that you have to work at it to mess this beautiful gospel up. You are empowered. You are amazing. You're not trying to be what you're not. I'm just this poor little sinner, dirty, rotten. Oh, I'm bad, 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 bad. I can't stop drinking, can't stop. Oh, Jesus, help me. Now, that's not your nature. But if you're told that it's your nature, you'll believe that it is. That's not your nature. Your nature is freedom. Your nature is peace. Your nature is joy within you. And if you don't get that out of you and learn this now, then your kids are going to go through the same stuff that you go through. So let's learn this now as a couple. Let's dive into God's Word. And let's know that this is who I am. And so I'm going to make sure that when it's not who I am, I want to wash that off. And I'm telling you, talk about your faith working. Talk about believing God for healing and miracles, prosperity and blessing. It is easy. What I've just described to you is a part of the term righteousness. You are righteous when you are born again. You are righteous in the very spirit man where He has given you a new nature. Father, I pray today that I'll spark enough interest in each person here, and for all those that are watching, that, Father, they will dive into Your Word and recognize who they are. And, Father, they'll live the remainder of their lives with such peace and joy. People maybe won't even recognize them, but they've learned who they truly are. Father, I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I hope that as you hear God's Word, something on the inside of you begins to grow and be strong. When you hear the Word of God, it should never make you fearful. God's Word and His Spirit will never make you worried or anxious. If you read or hear a preacher that it causes anxiety and fear and worry, it's the wrong spirit. Even if he's quoting and reading the Word, his doctrine might even be okay, but it's the spirit that is behind it. The Bible says we don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. And as you continue to find the messages that we are teaching here and all the teachings, I want you to know, let the Word of God come in and renew your mind. And then as your mind begins to focus on the principles of God's Word, who you are, who Jesus is, who God is, who the devil is, and then what you can do, what your legal rights are. Does it mean when you are in Christ, you are in him? That's your legal rights. But then Christ is in you. Not only now it's not just the legal rights, it's the abilities that you have. You know, it's one thing to say that a policeman has the legal right to stop that car. Okay, he has the legal right to stop a vehicle on the road. Now, the other question is, does he have the ability to stop it? Because if that person chooses to not stop, what can he do? Well, those cars have, they got rumble strips or strips where they can run over spikes. They've got cages built on the front of their vehicle to stop that car. If they have to, they have shotguns and weapons and rifles. They have ability to stop a car if they need to do it as well. And this is the beauty of when you begin to know the new covenant, you'd better understand that it is all anchored around this teaching of his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his seated at the right hand of the Father. As you hear his word, it's going to change you, and you're going to be realize that not only is there a legal side to my following Christ, there's legal authority I now have, but also Christ is in me, which means there's an authority, that there's a power that flows out of me. I pray that you'll keep following and learning and growing. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, pray this powerful prayer that only you can pray for yourself right now. It goes like this. Just say, Jesus, I choose to trust you. I'm going to follow you. I choose to make you my Lord, my Savior, come into my heart, my life. From today and on, I'm following you. Teach me your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. You just started the most exciting journey. Keep following the program.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media